Yeah, it was tough in that second half, when the team's bleeding and you're just trying to cover it with some band-aids. I didn't think that we had the legs in us. I told the team after the game, momentum is so powerful in this league. And when Louisville got it and they had those goals come back to back, it was hard on us. We're a young team. And yeah, sometimes we got to dig ourselves out of a hole, and we just couldn't do that today. But to credit my team, even that young team and a new team with new personnel out on the pitch, I think we had five rookies start out there today, three of which on the pitch were brand new to our starting lineup. Like, I'm so proud of the group that first half. We played decently well and we got ourselves that goal back. Firstly, I thought that Louisville kind of scored against the run of play. I thought potentially we had some good chances in there that could have put us up on the board and been ahead of Louisville. But yeah, second half kind of ran away from us and it was hard to catch up.
So you kind of touched on my second question a little bit there. You guys were tied 1-1 at the half. In the second half, was there a moment for you where it kind of felt like the momentum started to shift? Can you pinpoint kind of where you started to feel like it was going a different direction?
The PK burned a little bit. That one hurt. And as many PKs as this team has fought against this year, I still had a little bit of hope in my group. But that one definitely felt like a dagger.
And then you mentioned obviously the first half was positive. With those, I think three players that got their first start, Zoe, Michaela, and Lauren, what did you see out of them as far as maybe some positive takeaways going forward?
There's a lot of positive takeaways. Just getting your feet wet in this league is hard to do. Both Zoe and Lo Flo, this is their first time starting and away from home, in a packed stadium and against an excellent team. And I thought they both, maintained really well, especially in that first half. And then Kayla, who, she's been in this league and she knows what to expect. And I thought she found her footing there. She got on the ball, somewhat often in that first half and was that connecting piece for us. So I did see some good moments. But like I said, that second half just really slipped away from us.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll go to Sean Walker. Anything from you, my friend?
Just one other thing, Coach, because you did touch on kind of that first half. You guys found yourself coming back and obviously coming through that goal through Liv. Just what did you see of Liv's goal and kind of that moment, and just what was sort of the mood like, I guess, in the locker room, being able to come back like that before obviously the second half happened and the wheels started to come off.
I just remember when Liv scored that goal for us just before the half. It was just such an uplift, especially because as I said before, we had been playing decently well through our first half. I felt like we unfortunately went down a goal, but when she equalized for us, it gave us that little boost. And as we entered into the locker room, everyone was fired up. Liv gave us that little bit of lift, and then we tried to bring that into our second half. And as soon as Louisville scored, I guess their second and third goals, I think that's when, like I said, just kind of started falling downhill for us.
You probably knew with such a young team that there would be a lot of teaching moments and that from this season, just in general. Are you the kind of coach that likes to replay the tape over and over again? Or are you just gonna kind of burn it and try to learn from it, I guess?
Absolutely. The way we learn from it is by going back and watching the film. I've told the team this year, like, we don't win or lose. We win or we learn. And every single time we come out of a game, where we're not the winner, it's our chance to learn. This is a young group, as I mentioned. We're an expansion team. We don't even have that many games under our belt. Like, every game is a learning opportunity for this team. And yeah, we'll go back and rejoin as a group on Tuesday and get right back in that film room and watch through our mistakes and see how we can clean it up for the next weekend, because the Houston match is going to be huge for us.
All right, we'll round it all out with Sean Moran. Anything from you?
Yeah, please. Can you hear me okay? Hey, Coach. Let's piggyback on that for just a minute. You've talked about learning. How much of what you're putting together on the training pitch do you see being translated to real-time play? In other words, how is the team doing with taking your game plan and putting it into practice?
I think we saw glimpses of it tonight. You know, we obviously had a lot of work with our build out of the back this week. And then we go down with an injury to one of our veteran players, Kaylee Real. And so that, you know, I think that set us back, but credit to LoFlo who stepped in and took the reins on that position. I thought she did well for us today. And even our first goal kind of came from LoFlo stepping into the space and being able to switch the point of attack for us. I think this team is showing glimpses of what we've been working on, but again, it's the final pieces. It's the details in our box defending, and just the partnerships and collaboration between players who have never really played together before.
Thank you. Hey, Paige, can you just talk about on a night like this, what's the discussion like in the locker room? How's the team doing? What's the discussion?
Yeah, I mean, I was just in the locker room for a quick second and, you know, it was quiet. Everyone's obviously upset to lose 5-1, like to give up 5 goals stinks. But I think at the same time, we just know that we have to keep going. We know that we're a resilient team and we can throw in the towel and point fingers and shut off right now, or we have the opportunity to say, what can we learn from this and how quickly can we respond? You know, there were some positives to the game, even though it's hard to see that. So just reminding the girls of that, you know, we had 5 rookies starting tonight and I thought that they stepped up in the roles, but you know, it's encouraging them and just how can we improve for a 90 minute game and not just a 45 minute half.
Well, Paige, can I just follow it up with something that you just said? What would you take away as some of the positives? What are some building blocks that you see?
Yeah, I think honestly, early in the game, we had a couple opportunities that we should have put away, myself included. I thought we were playing through the lines, playing the player that was open and just exposing them a few times to where they were, you know, running back facing their own goal. I think that's a huge positive. And just even the initial bounce back of, you know, Liv taking the opportunity herself and just, you know, scoring that goal for us and getting us tied before half.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Caleb, why don't you get the next one?
Yeah, you mentioned Liv's goal there. And then you mentioned obviously like the role the rookies have played in this team in general. It seemed like Liv was very excited. The whole team was very excited when she scored that goal. I guess, what have you seen from her and from these rookies that it's nice to see kind of their work pay off in a game like that?
Yeah, I think Liv was presented, you know, she wasn't playing at first and she was presented the opportunity of just staying ready. And I think that's one thing that's super undervalued and not many players have the ability to do, but Liv was able to just keep preparing. You know, when her moment comes, she was going to make it known why she should be on the field at all times. So I really credit her. That is a huge, you know, responsibility as a professional athlete. And to do that as a rookie, I think is amazing. So I've had so many conversations with her just expressing how proud I am of her, for her to just know that her time is going to come. And when she got the opportunity, she's going to make it known. So for her to score tonight, yeah, the group loves her. You know, she's a fan favorite from us for sure.
And then I asked Amy this as well. Is there a moment that you can kind of pinpoint there in the second half where you felt like things started to turn on you guys?
Honestly, there wasn't a specific moment because when they would score against us, you know, the group was like, okay, we got to keep going. You know, we got to keep pushing. You know, we can't just stop. So there wasn't really a specific moment, sorry. But I think, you know, it's, they started getting momentum and it's how quickly can we stop that momentum from them, you know, and how can we regain that momentum? NWSL is all about momentum and they unfortunately got it in the second half and, you know, we got the brunt of it.
And then lastly for me, Amy mentioned that you guys don't win or lose, you win or learn. In your role as captain, how do you help facilitate that learning?
Yeah, obviously being captain has a lot of responsibility. And honestly, when we have results like this, like it hurts. And I feel responsible and I think of myself and what could I have done for the group and, you know, how could I have been better? And there are things that go through my head immediately. You know, if I score and when the opportunity is early, you know, then we're up 1-2-0. So it changes the game completely. So, but at the same time, I do have to have grace with myself. And I do think there's the reality of, you know, people say, oh, we're expansion team. Like, I don't like to think of it that, but we're all new. Like, we're new to each other. And yeah, we're five games in. Like, we have to learn, you know? And I think that's where Amy's saying win or learn. It is a learning lesson. And, you know, I'm proud of the group that we can just keep that mindset and just keep going. You know, but of course it hurts, you know, you're not going to say, oh yeah, 5-1, no big deal, but we just have to learn from it and we have to keep going because, you know, that's who we are and we're not going to give up. That's for sure.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks.
We'll wrap it up with Sean Walker.
I just got one quick follow-up from that page and then I'll let you go because you talk about momentum of the game and obviously the momentum got away from you guys there in that second half. But that goal to come back and kind of the grittiness to come back to tie it up on Liv's goal and whatnot. Can you just kind of share with us what the locker room was like at halftime? And maybe is that sort of a moment, both that play that led to that goal, the buildup, Liv taking it on herself to take that shot? Is that something that you can kind of equally, I guess, teach to the younger players of like, this is how it works when it goes right. And this is kind of more of how we want to feel, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Even from that moment, we talked about like, you know, when can we actually go and threaten teams? So it actually started by coming up my side and we just knew to keep the ball. So how can we keep it, switch it? And then that was the opportunity for us to go forward. And so, yeah, I think it is like a learning lesson of this is what we want to do against teams. You know, we don't want to go 50% to try and break them down because that's not going to be good. When we're going 100%. And I think that goal was that, and it was a team goal, but also again, I'm just like so proud of Liv, cleanly struck. So yeah, I think again, like it stinks, but there is positives and that is one of our styles of play that we can do and that we can execute. So to see it come off tonight is huge. And we just need to do that more and more and more.